Hi there, my name is Callan, and today I want to tell you a story about my grandmother. The thing is that she is a real vampire, believe it or not. Let me guess. Perhaps you've already imagined some Dracula kidnapping beautiful girls and drinking their blood, but my grandmother is much worse. No, she does not sleep in a coffin, does not kidnap girls, and does not live in a medieval castle. But still, she actually takes something from a person, namely, their energy. Yes, that's right. My grandmother is an energy vampire. You may consider me a narcissistic egoist, an idiot, and God knows what else. But I am telling you honestly that I will never live with my grandmother in the same house again. And let me explain why. Until recently, she has lived on the other side of town in her own house. Since my grandmother had health problems, she was taken care of by a nurse hired by my parents. To be more precise, there were several nurses, namely six of them. They all ran away from her after 2 or 3 weeks of working with her, despite the fact that my parents paid them good money. So, after another nurse quit, my grandmother called my mom and created a huge scene for her. She was crying and saying that no one loved and needed her. After this conversation, my parents felt like the most terrible people on earth, as we almost never visited her and rarely called her, despite the fact that my grandma has done so much for us. It was she who helped my parents buy their own house, paying almost half of its cost, and start our family business. In addition, in summer, she used to send us the boxes of fresh vegetables and fruits from her small garden almost every week. She was also babysitting me when I was a kid, took me to the seaside many times, and bought fashionable bicycles, scooters, and roller skates. To cut a long story short, we felt really ashamed in front of my grandma and offered for her to move in with us. Luckily, we had an empty guest room in our house, which became my grandma's bedroom. For the first few weeks, I was very happy about the fact that my grandma has arrived. She prepared breakfasts, lunch, and even dinners for us if my mother was late at work. I gladly helped her with all the household chores, bought her magazines and newspapers so that she had something to do when we weren't at home. We spent all our free time with my grandmother watching TV together, having barbecues in the backyard, and so on. At first, it was fun. My grandmother was telling amusing stories from her life and gave practical advice. But then something very strange began to happen to us. Family gatherings have ceased to bring us any pleasure. On the contrary, I wanted to end all this as soon as possible and expected everyone to go to their rooms. But the main thing was that after every talk with her, even the most cheerful and easy one, I felt broken and tired, as if I had run 5 kilometers. My parents felt the same way. They were more tired at home than at work. On weekends, instead of sitting on the couch and watching TV, they started to go camping or visit friends. Since I did not like any of these variants, on weekends, I stayed alone with my grandma. We used to clean our house together, cook food, mow the lawn, and so on. Everything might seem quite okay as I have helped my parents with household chores before, but with my grandma, everything was quite different. It's as if heavy weights were tied to my arms and legs, which prevented me from working. Sometimes, I even had to ask my friends for help since I could not cope alone. At first, they were laughing at me, called me a willy boy, and teased me in every possible way, saying that I needed to spend less time in front of the computer and instead engage in sports activities more. Of course, these were just jokes that did not offend me at all. John and Steve were my best friends, and they were always ready to help me. So did Mary as well. She was our classmate, and she used to hang out with us quite often. I also liked her very much. But that's not what I'm talking about right now. One day, I asked my friends to help me paint the fence in the backyard, and also drag a few boxes from the garage. While John, Steve, and I were playfully fighting and carrying heavy objects, Mary was spending time with my grandma. When we finished everything, John invited everyone to go to the movies together and get some rest. Of course, everyone agreed. On our way to the cinema, I noticed that something was wrong with Mary. She was walking really slowly and hardly spoke. I even had to take her arm because she kept tripping over her own feet. I wanted to take Mary home, but I didn't have enough time to do it. She fainted right in the street and I had to call an ambulance. At the hospital, doctors said that Mary had a usual overfatigue and advised her to stay home for a week or two relaxing. And according to the doctors, Mary lost her consciousness because of the toxic smell of paint, which must have entered the house through the open windows, and Mary breathed it in. All in all, doctors blamed poor girl's health for everything and advised not to invite Mary to participate in the repair works anymore. But damn it, she was just sitting at my house with my grandma and wasn't doing anything else. So why is she that tired? Unfortunately, no one, even Mary herself, could answer this question. Still, since then, my friends have been coming to my house less and less often. Before, we were sitting for hours in the living room, playing games, watching movies, and eating pizza. But since my grandma moved in with us, everything changed, and it was very, very strange. In fact, my grandma was a very kind and just wonderful woman. But as soon as she was around, a somewhat strange and depressive atmosphere immediately appeared in the room. After an hour or two of talking to my grandmother, I began to feel dizzy, had a headache, and became terribly sleepy, while my grandmother, on the contrary, became very cheerful and full of energy. First, my parents noticed this, then my friends, me, and everyone else who came to visit us did the same. It may sound crazy, but I really had a rest at school. I even engaged in some extracurricular activities just to return home as late as possible. I understood that this was wrong, that my grandmother was part of my family, and that I should not have avoided her. But at the same time, I felt that I couldn't take this anymore. I needed to have a rest. Rest from my grandma. When I realized this, a brilliant idea came to my mind. I thought, Grandma is sitting at home all day alone, doing nothing, and does not go anywhere. She is watching TV, listening to the radio, and that's all. To cut a long story short, I talked to my parents, and we decided that we urgently needed to find something to do for my grandma. We couldn't think of anything better than to make my granny attend a knitting club, the members of which were elderly women, like my grandma. The meetings were held 4 times a week at the house of one of the participants over a cup of tea and lasted 3 to 4 hours. That was perfect. Grandmother liked our idea very much, so she started attending club meetings with pleasure. After that, peace and calmness returned to our home. The depressive atmosphere has disappeared. So my parents and I breathed a sigh of relief. However, less than a month later, the founder of the knitting club, Mrs. Red, showed up at our house. She said that their club ceased its existence, and this was all because of our grandmother. After her arrival, all the members of the club began getting tired quickly. Knitting stopped bringing them pleasure, and they all left the club, which used to be their favorite one. Mrs. Red called my grandmother an energy vampire and went away, slamming the door loudly. I don't know about you, but neither I nor my parents have ever heard of energy vampires. However, after reading the explanation on the internet, we realized that Mrs. Red was totally right. My grandma is a real energy vampire. All this time, my grandma has been implicitly manipulating us, squeezing out our emotions, and deprived us of our vital energy. At least we understood why all the nurses ran away from my grandmother and why we were also trying to escape from her all this time. We decided that it could not go on like this, and we needed to do something as soon as possible, while we still had the energy for this. But suddenly, destiny itself came to our aid. A few days later, my aunt, my mother's sister, called us and said that soon her family would move to our city. Her husband was supposed to move to a new office, so soon we will live very close to each other. This was our chance. My aunt was really surprised we suggested that she took my grandmother to her place. We said that in our family, she was really lonely, and my aunt had 2 little daughters, so my grandma could become a good nanny for them. Fortunately, my aunt agreed, and my grandmother liked our idea of moving too, and her granddaughters were especially happy. So, less than a week had passed since our guest room had become free again, and my grandmother moved in with my aunt. Again, we breathed a sigh of relief. You might say that it's not right because she is my grandmother, and everyone needs to love grandmas, and blah, blah, blah. I totally agree with you. But you know, loving energy vampires is very, very difficult, not to mention living with them. Thank you for listening to my story.